Hi, this is follow visit Jeffrey Lee, JeffreyLee, date of birth 3/30/1964, date of accident 4/19/2020, date of service is 8/16/2023. The patient reported that he suddenly passed out and he had a stroke and he was admitted to McLaren Hospital for 1 week inpatient to rule out the CVA and also left-sided stroke because he suffered from left-sided weakness. Various tests, MRIs were done that are not available at the time of the patient, ruled out his CVA. He was not operated into the brain and he was discharged on various medication, which are aspirin, Lipitor, Lisinopril, and clindamycin. At that time, the discharge diagnosis reports CVA, left-sided weakness, dysarthria, dysphagia, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension. The patient reports that he's here at advanced pain care for evaluation for pain relief. He reports of numbness and tingling of the front legs, but now it is only limited into the inguinal area only. In L2 nerve distribution, the rest of the leg is not numb anymore from the last injection that he received 2 weeks ago, and there is almost like a 70% improvement in the heel pain. His pain in the shoulder is still continuing at the level of 8, while lower back pain is 8. He has some neck pain today around 7, and both the arms are numb and tingling, but he already has a surgery done from C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 cervical fusion, and no new fall or accident is reported. No incontinence is reported. Pain level is from 8 to 9. Areas are affected 9. Although he is able to walk well and he is not using any cane or device. Please review the chart for ADLs. For the system review, some of the symptoms listed in neurology and psych are due to this CVA that was allegedly happened. And please review the chart for additional history. Medications are narco for pain, substance abuse, patient using marijuana, and compliance history, patient is in compliance. The blood pressure, the vital signs are as follows in physical examination. Blood pressure is 68/38, pulse is 72, pulse oxygen 100, and the rest of the physical exams still remains the same as in previous visit of 7/18/2023, dictation number 0822-004. I was unable to find any appreciable weakness on the either extremities, motor weakness, or sensory loss, and hence no determination of any stroke or CVA at this time. I am going to continue with the pain management charts. Patient is now going to be scheduled for another lumbar epidural steroid injection in the next 10 days. He is being provided with Norco 10-325 Vicodin hours for 3 weeks, 42 tablets, until we meet him after the Labor Day weekend for the procedure. He continues on Naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril, and Lidocaine gel for other non-narcotic medications and topical pain relief. Continues with the physical therapy. He's being provided with Zoloft 50 mg at night for help with the depression. And overall, the patient is stable. Thank you. He'll be provided injection to the shoulders as well as to the lumbar epidural. Thank you very much.